Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a weird guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey there. Excuse me, pretty lady. But are you a campfire? You're already super hot, and I want to put some more wood in there.
Oh, my God. That is so wrong. That is so wrong.
Well, after he says that, whatever you do, don't give him your real phone number.
Yeah.
Give him the number to the loser line, so hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hi, Patrick. This is I am so excited that I finally got your number. I mean, I can't believe that I had to suck your toe to get it under the table. That was pretty crazy. But I'm so excited that I met you, and I'm still excited to go on a date with you. So, oh my God, I think I just said excited 3 times to you. I sound crazy. Okay. Anyways, call me back.
Next message.
I just want to know what happened at the bar and why she was sucking on his toe under the table.
Dude,
or is that how she earned the number?
Yes, that's
like,
exactly
you want my phone number? Fine.
Said.
Get under the table and suck on my toe.
That's what he made her, like, said to do to get the phone number. And the phone number was a loser. Like, where is this girl's girlfriend? Like, who is protecting her out in the real world? She needs bodyguards.
And she's still excited to see him again.
Yeah.
After all, sucking
maybe
on
she's
well,
into
mean, dude,
toes.
I've
like,
seen
you know,
people
you
out there
judge
that, are,
people.
That I think are attractive enough. Like, I'd suck their toe if they were like, here's my number, but you have to suck my toe first. I'd be
under
like, yeah,
table,
absolutely. Hey, dude, there's some hot people out there. Come on, don't act like you wouldn't suck a toe once in a while for a number.
No.
Yeah, see, there's a couple people you know. Scarlett Johansson says, suck my toe. You're going to be like, all right, fine.
Ariana Grande, no, put that foot in my mouth.
Exactly, the whole foot.
Well, because her foot is like a child's foot. Of course it would fit in your mouth. Ariana Grande is so tiny.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Jordan, this is a man, well, like, what a night, right? It's safe to say that I've never met a girl like you in my life. You know, I mean, you're smart, like you're funny, you're beautiful, and you even like Star Wars movies, just like me. And I don't care. We only met one time. You know, sometimes just the heart wants what the heart wants. And my heart wants you, Jordan. And that's why I'm just dreaming about my love for you in the middle of the city street. I don't care.
Oh.
Like, hey, I love Jordan.
Oh.
I love her. You guys hear that? You hear Jordan?
Oh.
Everyone? Okay, yeah. People are just looking at me. I thought maybe they would cheer me on. But nope, they're just staring at me. I don't care, though. I love you, Jordan.
Next message.
Seen a few too many movies, I think.
Yeah. And I always think it's weird when people are like, you love Star Wars? I love Star Wars. Isn't it more strange to not like Star Wars?
Yeah, pretty
like,
much everybody does.
It's not like a niche thing. Like,
no.
Everyone likes Star Wars.
It's really not that weird.
I haven't even seen Star Wars, and I like Star Wars.
It's cool to like Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's not like a weird.
A lot of people out there that like Star Wars. It's not like a weird. It's this really weird thing that nobody's ever heard about.
Oh my God. Star Wars.
She likes it, and I like it. That's crazy. Remember, if you want the number to the loser line, all you have to do is text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, it's Julie. You gave me your number last night, and you said your good friend is a record producer, and you asked me to leave a demo on your voicemail. So I don't normally do this because, you know, I'm a professional, but because you asked and you're cute and you were sweet, I'll do it. Oh, and just so you know, my friends have told me that I'm like a cross between Christina Aguilera and Adele. So, you know, just keep that in mind. All the single ladies, put your hands up. Sorry, it's early. My voice isn't 100% warmed up, but you get the idea. And I promise, if you introduce me to your friend who's a record producer, I'll definitely make it worth your while.
Next message.
Whoa. All I know is we have to figure out how to get a hold of her because she definitely is the next big thing in music, for sure.
And why do people who want wannabe singers never understand how the process works to become a singer. Like, yes. You don't meet somebody in a bar and then randomly call a number and leave a demo on the phone.
Yep,
like,
I'm famous.
I think that's what Bieber. That's what Bieber did. I think it worked out for him.
Yeah.
No. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Joanne, this is hey. I know you want me to call you and get you a preview of what's going to happen tonight on our date. But here's the thing, baby. I'm not like normal guys. So I'm just going to cut to the chase and tell you what's up. When we go out, baby, we're not going to even go out. We'll be back in my place. And this is happening. Ooh, Joanne. Oh, Joanne, yeah. What? Joanne, yeah. Ooh, you're wonderful, yeah. Ooh, you want me to feed you grapes, don't you, Joanne? Oh, Joanne, that's why I'll be a good boy. Yeah. And there's much more where that comes from, peaches.
Next
oh,
message.
My God.
Well, now I'm turned on. I'm sure everybody else is.
I don't know. That maniacal laugh. Like, all of it. We don't want more, sir.
No, we do. Sounds like a fun evening.
Yeah, not for me.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.